Yeah, so I'd like to officially call the meeting to order. Start off with a roll call, but I do want to note that Amanda, supervisor, is excused. She's out of town currently right now. We have Abigail for Youth and Governance here tonight. And Sonia, the other, she has a tennis match at some destination. I'm not sure what school she goes to, but it's where your co-partner is tonight, so. Go ahead and Supervisor Uhas, we'll start with you with the roll call.
Present.
Here.
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 Here. Gasky here.
Okay. We'll open things up for citizens' comments. We're limited to 3 minutes. When you come up to the chair there to speak, just state your name and your address, and we will get started with whoever wants to go first.
The main point on the meeting is supposed to be the resolution to conduct a countywide advisory referendum on concealed carry by concealed weapons in county buildings. I'd like it to not be advisory, but I guess there's not a whole lot I can about that. But I have no real problem with the wording. It's, if this is the way it's going to be, the question is going to be on the ballot, that's fine. If you start hiding it, making it less explanatory and more simple, then we're going to lose some stuff. We've already got a problem with advisory referendum on the state Second Amendment sanctuary thing, which just says, do we want to, according to Supervisor Decker from last meeting I was in here on her. And I'm a little bit concerned, I don't know if this is the place to bring it up, but we've already passed the Second Amendment sanctuary county stuff, and nothing's ever been mentioned about putting that on the ballot. So if this is the place to do it, please do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Name and address, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
George Arp, 7801 80th Avenue, Pleasant Prairie.
Thank you.
Jody Mirhoff, 7220 First Avenue. I'm here tonight to urge you to vote yes on Supervisor Gentz's resolution to conduct a countywide advisory referendum on permitting concealed carry weapons in county buildings. This committee has already shown it believes it's important to allow citizens to vote on weapons-related matters by passing the Second Amendment Sanctuary State resolution onto the full board. And then the majority of the board voted to put that referendum on the November ballot in Kenosha County, allowing citizens the right to support or reject that proposal. This resolution for a referendum should also be supported in that same manner. You're already aware that most people who contacted you and who spoke during citizen comments disagreed with the policy change to allow concealed weapons into county buildings and parks, yet it passed. Since this is a highly contentious issue and one that appears to put the majority of elected officials on this committee and on the full board at odds with the opinions of the citizens, I believe the people of our county deserve the right to vote to express their opinion. We need to be assured this significant policy change is not about your personal opinions as supervisors, but that it reflects the wishes of the entire county. I think it's especially important for you to consider when voting on this resolution that all of the employees who work in our county buildings and parks were not consulted about this change and may not have felt comfortable publicly coming forward to express an opinion for or against it. Allowing them to have a say in the privacy of the voting booth in November is the best way to gauge whether this policy reflects the wishes of our community or not. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amanda Becker. I'm at 1807 81st Street. I'm here to speak in favor of Supervisor Gent's resolution to conduct a countywide advisory referendum on permitting concealed weapons in county buildings. The Kenosha County Board recently amended 2011 Resolution 63 to allow concealed weapons in county buildings and parks against the wishes of a majority of the constituents. The policy had been in place for 11 years, and the amendment impacts county employees as well as citizens that frequent county buildings and parks. The community should have an opportunity to weigh in on such an important matter. When the resolution to amend 2011 Resolution 63 was brought to the board, it generated a lot of citizen comments, letters to the editor, emails from constituents. It clearly is an issue that the community has a lot of passion around. The county board clearly values community input, as the board recently voted to move forward with conducting a countywide advisory referendum to make the state of Wisconsin a Second Amendment sanctuary state on the November ballot. I ask you to please extend that same courtesy to Supervisor Gentz's resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Lydia Spotswood, 6903 Second Avenue in the city of Kenosha. I'm here also in support of Supervisor Gentz's proposal to have a referendum on the recent changes. Guns here. There's one aspect of all this that, because I don't want to be redundant, that I would really urge the board to consider. Supervisor Gentz and I have a common experience having served on the city council together. And one of the things that's typical where there's a policy that might have a fiscal impact is to see a fiscal note provided to each and every city council member, in this case, every supervisor. When Mr. Berg, Supervisor Berg, asked about insurance ramifications, that was ruled out of order. I can say to you without any hesitation that that would not happen at the city council. If an item that was not an emergency situation came to the city council for a vote and an alderman said, wait a minute, I haven't seen a fiscal note on this, the city council would unite behind that alderman to make sure that the fiscal impact could be understood before other members of the body were being asked to vote on something. I'd like to encourage the Board of Supervisors to adopt this same policy for your own deliberations. You are fiduciaries of our tax dollars. Somebody raised the point when this was being debated at the board level that, you know, what the city has done. What wasn't understood to perhaps for board members is that when the city incorporated the 2011 law, they had to harden up City Hall. You have bulletproof glass, you have a lot of other changes that took place. If you're going to allow, and the scale of county government is so much bigger than City Hall, as you all know, if you're gonna have people allowed to conceal carry, what are you going to do about identifying those individuals and making sure that they have permits? What are the potential liabilities if somebody slips through and a bad outcome occurs? So it felt to me like the debate wasn't really fulsome on the floor when you considered this earlier. I'd urge you to go back to the drawing board and think about a fiscal note and asking for other potential ramifications such as insurance and the like. I think the public can have a better understanding as well if we're allowed to vote. Thank you. I hope I didn't run over.
No, you're fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other citizens' comments?
Hi, Heidi Helgeson, 6507 40th Avenue. I will say that I wanted to stand up and be one more voice that is counted in supporting this referendum. Much of what has been said I agree with, so I won't repeat it, although I will mention that we did have numerous law enforcement people come and oppose the gun ban, lifting of the gun ban, and I would say maybe those are some folks that we should listen to at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other citizens' comments? Any other citizens' comments? All right, we'll close citizens' comments for now. Okay. Reports from the chairperson. I do not have anything to report on at this time. If there's any committee members want to report on anything? I have no external communications to share with anybody. If anyone else has anything that needs to bring to our attention. Okay. If I can have someone make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. All right, the next agenda item is the resolution to conduct a countywide advisory referendum on committing concealed weapons in county buildings. Someone wants to make a motion so we can discuss this.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move a resolution to conduct the countywide advisory referendum on permitting concealed weapons in county buildings.
Second.
There's a second. Open the floor for discussion.
So, do we have to vote on it? No, I'm just going to say, as it is Supervisor Gantz's resolution, if it would be appropriate to offer him the opportunity.
Okay, I didn't know if it came after ours or before, but go ahead.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason I put this forward is I'm a little concerned that the majority of the board, the first item that we take up is our gun-related issues. When I've been fighting the mental health battle and the opioid battle and other things, for a number of years. I found that odd. And then as the numbers piled up and some of the citizens were actually taking count of how many times we were notified and you know, opinions given to us, and clearly it was, you know, we were not listening to what the constituents said. So that prompted me to bring this forward. I also plan to bring a couple of other things forward to this committee that pertain to listening to what the constituents have to say, and I would hope that the board would support that stuff unanimously as they're the ones who put us here. So just because I understand elections have consequences, but one of those consequences is not to listen to the people that put you here. So that was the main driving force why I did this, and I hope you pass it unanimously. I hope the board passes it unanimously. Supervisor Juhas made a motion about county buildings that includes parks and anything leased and owned by the county as well. So, and as far as, you know, what's on there, we're voting on the language that's been put forward. No different language will be shown. And if anybody has any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Thank you for your attention and your time.
Thank you, Supervisor Gantz. Yes, Supervisor Poole.
Thank you. Well, concealed carry was decided 11 years ago, and the city of Kenosha has allowed concealed carry for the past 11 years, and we did it this spring to be the same as the city of Kenosha and make our employees safer. So I will not be voting for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will be voting in favor of this tonight, and I'd urge you to consider supporting this as well. As I've stated both in this committee and up on the board floor, as a general rule, I am in favor of a referendum to be able to gauge feedback from the community. I think that's just goes hand in hand with being representatives of our constituents. I think that goes hand in hand with being a legislative body. Making decisions that affect the community as a whole, and so I will be supporting this tonight, and I ask you to consider doing it as well. Thank you.
Yep, Supervisor Juhas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair to Corporation Council, Joe. When I read the resolution, it states within county buildings. When I read the question that's to be put on the ballot, it reads building or any grounds. So do I need to amend this resolution to indicate on line one where it says, whereas the county board recently amended a policy which has been in place for more than a decade, which prohibited any carry of weapons within county buildings, should it say county buildings and any grounds owned, leased, or controlled by Kenosha County?
Supervisor, I think that's entirely within your discretion. I don't know that it's necessary. The question, the important part of the resolution is the question in terms of what would actually go on the ballot if this was passed. But certainly if it is the, if there's a concern or if it's the desire of the committee to include that language in the whereas clause, it certainly can be included.
Okay, because I did hear when Supervisor Gentz spoke on it, he said also it included county property as well. So he wanted to make sure that that was understood, because I believe he inferred that it wasn't, because it wasn't listed in the title of the resolution or anywhere else except in the question that is going to be proposed for the referendum. So I would make a motion to amend the subject to include not only in county buildings, but also on any grounds owned or leased or controlled by Kenosha County. I would also like that included on the first whereas after county buildings. One, two, three, four. On the fifth whereas after county building. And that's it. Those are my three amendments, the title and the first whereas, five, and on the fifth whereas.
I'll second that.
All right, so I have discussion on that motion to amend. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I just have a question. I know you say those are the three amendments that you want to make. It's just
One amendment, but on the three whereas.
Whereas, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. It is one, three, and five. After each county buildings, right?
Yes. Right. And also in the subject title.
Oh, in the subject. Okay. Any discussion?
So just to say it again, we're adding and grounds after county buildings in those three instances?
Grounds and leased property.
Grounds and leased property.
Any grounds owned, leased, or controlled by Kenosha County.
Okay.
Yep, Supervisor Gentz.
It's important, as we move the job center over, we're gonna be leasing that for a while. That's a big issue. So I'm assuming that with the verbiage in the question we recovered, but it is a good idea to make sure everything's copacetic and lined up properly so everybody understands it. So thank you very much.
Can you read that again, what your changes would be?
It would be to include after county buildings, to be allowed in any county building or any grounds owned, leased, or controlled by Kenosha County.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, we'll close discussion on the amended motion.
So, roll call.
Yep, roll call. Okay.
No.
This is on the amendment, Mr.
Right,
Chairman.
Right, this is on the amended motion to amend. Right.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
No. So the amendment fails 3-3. Back to the original.
Through the chair to Corporation Council. That really doesn't matter as long as the question stays the same, correct?
That's my opinion.
Thank you.
So we're back to the resolution and discussion.
I'm going to be supporting this, and I would hope that other supervisors would also. There's the situation of we're voted by the people, but we also want to hear from the people. So this is an opportunity for a very contentious discussion and resolution that was had before us. There was contention amongst us. There was contention amongst the citizens as we spend hours, or many of us spend hours listening to the voters come to the county board meeting. I think it's important that we absolutely listen or give the opportunity to listen to the voters in this situation, considering the contentiousness of what this resolution is for a referendum. I think it's really dangerous as a county board to not listen to the county, to the county residents. It's very dangerous to not listen to them. Just because they voted us in, it doesn't give us carte blanche. There's times where we need to be able to hear from the voters of our districts and hear from the voters of our county. So I will be supporting this.
Any other discussion? Go ahead, hold on. Go ahead, Supervisor.
No, let the committee go first. That's fine. I've already spoken.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah, I will not be supporting this. I have a few issues with it. First off is the insinuation in the whereases and from the author of the resolution that this referendum was written up in response to the vote that the board just made on the resolution to change the policy. And the insinuation that's being made here and throughout this referendum is that the supervisors that voted were not listening to their constituents. I myself did a lot of research. I talked to a lot of people. I heard from both sides of the issue. I personally did my homework before voting on the last resolution, and that was the decision that was made. I also think it's a kind of a bad precedent where anytime, or if the precedent being that if, you know, a policy decision is made by the county board and somebody doesn't like the decision of that policy, then we make an advisory referendum in an attempt to change something that, or, you know, change the conversation around something that was decided by the county board. I just don't think, you know, if a supervisor disagrees with another decision that's made in the future, are we going to have another referendum every time, you know, there's a disagreement over the votes that were made? There's several issues I have with it. Those were the two main ones. And secondly, this is the first time I'm seeing, the language regarding this resolution. I know it was in memorandum form before this, but we literally just got this on, I think, Thursday or Friday, all the language, and it was already put on the agenda for the main county board meeting I saw tonight. And in very little time, this is being pushed through. So that would be my third reason for not supporting this as well. So that's all I have.
Supervisor Jensen.
Thank you. I'm really sorry to hear that. I mean, if you are listening and you did do your own survey, then you should have no problem listening to what the county says, what the county constituents and what the county voters and what the, you know, everybody involved has to say. I mean, that's to me, that's proving the point of, hey, why not hear them out? And we did that with the state sanctuary. We moved that to a referendum. So I don't, do you want to pick and choose what you want people to comment on? I'm appalled at the vote that was just taken. I mean, we are here to represent the people, to listen to the people, to our constituents and the people of Kenosha County. Now, if the majority already has this in and that's how the vote's going to go on the board floor, that's going to be very interesting. I mean, that's basically saying you don't want to listen to the people. I mean, you could sugarcoat it however you want. Supervisor Poole just started talking about the city of Kenosha right after Alderman Spotswood came up and said, yeah, we had to harden, we had a fiscal note. The city building is very constrained and small, and you can keep that under control. We sprawl all over to parks and golf courses. I mean, this is interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, Supervisor.
I think, so we were all voted in, and we decided to vote on how we felt our constituents want us to vote. But there's, I mean, there's, can anybody, I mean, provide that poll that was done on Monkey Survey or whatever poll that was made to be anonymous for the employees to vote on? You know, I mean, when it's brought up that the city has hardened their building and they did that in preparation of the new law, I mean, Supervisor Gentz is right. What other opportunities or avenues have we attempted to protect our employees? You know, this is a discussion I was had many times during the original resolution. I'd be interested in seeing your research from your constituents. You know, do you have that written down? I mean, is there a poll that you provided? I'd be interested to.
I don't want to have it confrontational in that regard.
Well, this is a debate, right, Mr. Chairman? We're in debate session, and when things are said, we're able to debate at that point. Or is it only
to I would say to an extent, and as long as it's not personal in nature.
I don't think there was anything personal. This.
If he's asking a question, I'm fine with answering. That's fine.
Supervisor stated he did research, and he, you know, has these polls or whatnot. I mean, I think that'd be interesting to see.
Okay.
You know, I think it's fair. If I had a poll of my constituents, I would provide it to my constituent, to those on the board also that asked. So again, I think it's dangerous not to support this referendum tonight. We're basically telling the constituents in a contentious time frame or topic that we don't want to hear from you. So that's all I have.
Is there any other discussion? Supervisor Poole?
Yeah, I talk to police officers in my district and also district people there. And this is just sour grapes, and I'll be voting against it. It's already been decided, and this is just another attempt to divide people when we should be coming together. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Any other discussion? All right. Hearing none, we'll close discussion. We'll go to a vote.
Roll call.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
Mr. Chairman, at this time I would like to exercise my rights to break the tie. So I'm going to vote on this here. I just want to say, if you let me, one of the reasons why I'm going to vote in the way that I will do it is I think I've been against referendums in the past. As all know, in a few years ago, in fact, I was against one referendum because I said we don't need it, and one of these days it's going to come back and be the other way around. The other thing is this could have been done before the vote was taken. Actually, I put it on the board floor tonight because it's time sensitive. Like anybody knows, this would have to be done by August 30th. I was not contacted by anyone to make an exception of the board floor. I took it on my own to put it there tonight before it even came for discussion at the committee level. And but at this point, for those reasons, I think the board voted on it. If it was done prior, maybe I would have been in favor of it. But at this point, I'm going to vote no.
Is there any other matters that need to be brought before the committee? Supervisor Uhouse.
Through the chair to Joe Cardamone. Hey, Joe, when we're doing these resolutions, is it possible on the left-hand margin to write underline 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 per line and just continue on to page 2 like other municipalities, other counties do? So when we have something in question, I can say on line 4 or line 26 or...
I would say if other municipalities jumped off a bridge, would we do that too? But no, I don't see any reason why we couldn't number them.
The reason why I bring it up is when I was looking at Milwaukee County, on some research I was doing. And I'm like, that's a really good idea. Because, you know, when you're on the board floor and you're counting, trying to find what number, it's somewhat difficult sometimes. So we're in legislative. I thought maybe, I don't know if it has to be on an agenda or if it's something that your office could start doing.
With the clerk's office. I don't see any reason why it can't be done. You have to work on it.
Okay. It's just a lot easier to follow when you have a number.
I agree.
Progress.
Thank you.
Is there anything else we need to, any other matters?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?